Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I got some, it's just you and me, by the way. I've got some things I want to say. I've got some things on my mind and I'd like to talk to you about. One of the things, by the way, I am Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Did I say that? Sometimes I get busy here, multitasking, quadruple tasking, whatever, and forget. Anyway, I'm glad you're here, and I want to talk about meetings. Have you had a meeting lately? You know, with all the productive electronic communication tools that you and I have available today, face-to-face contact, not only with customers, but even within organizations, and sometimes it seems to be becoming the exception rather than the norm. And as a result, here's a question. Is it possible that we've suffered a loss of skills at conducting meetings? That's the question that I want to ask you, and I want you to ask yourselves. And here's another one. Have older professionals like me gotten rusty at something that younger folks have never mastered? And if the answer to those questions is yes, then the question is, what's at stake? Well, the greatest danger is that a meeting that should have been scheduled and conducted doesn't happen, and for one or two reasons. Either someone failed to appreciate that a face-to-face meeting was the better choice, or someone avoided asking for a meeting because they believed they lacked the skills to conduct a successful one. So, within an organization, either of these scenarios could be a career-defining moment. Externally, with customers, for example, the loss could be an opportunity to strengthen a customer's relationship or close a sale. And so that's what's at stake, my friends. If you aren't scheduling face-to-face meetings with customers because you think connecting virtually using technology is good enough, remember what I told you earlier. It's in the human DNA to be gregarious. And regardless of our technology, we still value the physical connection. But if you're not asking for meetings because you don't know how to conduct one, we can help that. We can fix that. And a meeting could range from a full-blown presentation to something as simple as just a little sales call. I got some tips. I got some things I want to talk to you about, some ideas on how to conduct a meeting, how to get one started, and how to do a better job of conducting one. And so I want to go through some of those right now. First thing you got to do, number one, you got to confirm with a customer that it's the right time, that a face-to-face meeting makes sense. Because number one, they're not going to agree to have one until they believe that it's the right time to go to one, because they're busy too. And you might even have to convince them that a face-to-face meeting is the right thing, especially if they're in the younger generations. So confirm with a customer, and my approach here, by the way, is with customers. Not internally. I don't want to get into that. This is about scheduling meetings face-to-face with customers. So first you have to confirm and get them to accept that this is the next logical step. Next thing you want to do is schedule the meeting location so that it balances your desire and the customer's convenience. And what you want to accomplish, and it has to be convenient for them. And you have to balance all that with your ability to conduct the meeting successfully. And remember this, my friends, the best place to have the meeting might not be in the customer's office or your office. It might be better to have the meeting in a neutral location. Here's another one. Regardless of where the meeting is conducted, make sure that the room is adequate for the scale of the presentation. This gets back to, where should the meeting be? Perhaps you don't have a room that's appropriate for this kind of a meeting. Perhaps the customer doesn't have one. If the customer says, yeah, come to my office and do it, but they don't have a conference room big enough for everybody or to allow you to use the technology you want, you might want to suggest another place. Here's another one. Regardless of the way the meeting is conducted, make sure that the room is adequate for the size, for the technology, and make sure that you've gone there, you've looked at the lighting, you've looked at the air conditioning, you've covered all that, you've made sure that there's easy in and out. Check that in advance. Here's another one. Ask how many people will be attending. This goes back to the room size. Ask how many people will be attending from the customer side, and if possible, get their names, get their titles, because you're gonna. It's completely perfectly fine for you to ask for the names and their titles, and if possible, try to determine what the person who's attending, the people who are attending, find out what their connection is in the decision making process. What is their stake in this meeting? Because you want to, and by finding out who they are and what they do, you'll be prepared to answer questions. If they're from the technical side, you'll be prepared. You should be prepared to answer technical questions, marketing, et cetera, et cetera. So check out who's attending, how many, what their name is, what they do, and what their stake is in the meeting. Here's another one. Ask the customer about any questions or issues that they have that they want to make sure that you cover in the meeting. Before you have the meeting, make sure you ask them. Now, as you know, we're going to make a presentation to you, but is there anything that we haven't covered or anything you'd like to make sure that we cover in this meeting to move this process along a little bit further? It's just fine to ask. In fact, you need to ask them that question because you don't want a surprise that could derail your presentation. You don't want to go to all this trouble to have this, to make this presentation possible, and then find out that there was something that they hadn't mentioned to you. And if you can't deal with that at that moment, then that presentation is, you know, you're dead in the water right there in the middle of your big presentation. So make sure the customer, ask them, literally ask the customer, is there anything that you can think of that I haven't covered? Here, you might even want to say, here are the things I'm going to cover in the meeting. Is there anything else that you've got on your mind? It's okay to ask that question. Because if they're going to go to the trouble to come to this meeting, then they're going to want to make sure it's successful as well. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some more tips on how to not only start a meeting, get one scheduled, but how to conduct it successfully. 20 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Got a black magic woman.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. 23 after the hour.
You can take me to the
That's Chrissy McVeigh on vocals there. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's me on drums in the background. No, that's Mick Fleetwood on drums. That's me on cymbals. Maybe I'm doing the triangle. Welcome back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. I'm talking about meetings. I'm talking about having a meeting. I'm talking about scheduling a meeting, conducting one successfully, because I fear that this is becoming a lost art. The more technology we have, the more social media we do, I think people are deciding, what do we need face-to-face for? Well, let me tell you something, my friends. You need face-to-face. Face-to-face is the original social media. You need to meet with people, and the reason I know this is because I've proven it. I've proved that you need to at some point in time, you need to get in front of people and meet with people, especially customer relationships. And I've been going down through a few tips on how to start, schedule, and conduct and successfully pull off a good meeting. And here's the next installment in my tips on how to do that. If you're hosting away from the customer's office, make sure that you serve refreshments appropriate for the time of day and that the environment is comfortable. Check on that. Very, 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 very important that you do that. Include arriving early. Don't show up at the time that the meeting is supposed to happen or even a few minutes before. Maybe get there. Heck, you might want to go there 2 hours before. You may want to go by a half a day before just to check in to make sure everything's okay, and then if you have to leave, you can come back. But make sure that all the details that you planned on having are being executed. Next tip: in advance of the meeting, role play your presentation with a colleague, somebody who knows the presentation, including practicing the use of the technology, at the event location. Many a deal has been derailed by practicing the technology at your office and get over to the location and things don't work. Check it out. Make sure you used it before the customer gets there. Next tip: allow enough time in advance of the meeting. Well, I just said that one, to make sure the technology works. I'm running a couple of them together here. When the meeting begins, allow all attendees from either party who are not already known to be introduced. Probably a good idea just to go around the table. I've seen this happen many times. If there are several people there and everybody doesn't know everybody, it's okay to go around the table and say your name, say your title, and your people. Have your people start by saying why they're there, and maybe that'll cause their people to do the same thing. Next tip: start the meeting by reviewing the work and the conversation that led up to the meeting. Review why you're there. Remind the customer why you are here and why this is the next logical step, this meeting, and what you plan to accomplish. Talk about the agenda that you're going to talk about today. Next tip: one of the benefits of face-to-face is you get to see physical reactions. You get to see the body language, the facial expressions. Pay attention to those things, and if possible, make sure that one of your colleagues assign that to them. One or more, or all of your colleagues, whoever is with you, try to get them to notice the expressions on the faces of the people, because you can learn a lot. And when you're debriefing after the meeting, you can get a lot from how people had a furrowed brow when you said this or that, or they reacted maybe you know, in a dramatic way. Positively or negatively. You know, I've had debriefings and they said, yeah, he was nodding his head the whole time you were saying that. That's good feedback. So check on those things. Follow those things. Next tip: in general, limit the meeting to no more than an hour. And there are exceptions. And especially if the customer has a lot of questions, you may want to take up more time. And so make sure that you don't go too long with the meeting. And if it is longer than that, then, you know, there has to be a real good reason. Next tip: in the meeting with a review of your presentation, what have we done? What have we said? Here's what we said we were going to do. Here's what we said. And then you just go over it and review it. And ask for agreement from the customer that you answer those questions. It's okay. You say something like, in the beginning, you told us that you wanted this, this, and this. During the meeting, you asked these questions, and what I want to make sure now is, did we answer those questions successfully? And because you do not want to ask for the order, you do not want to wrap this thing up with a close until you answer those questions. And then finally, if appropriate, wrap it up with one of the classic closes. And I like the assuming the sale close, which is in the back of your folder that I gave you, Mr. Jones. You'll notice that we have a contract ready for your approval, and hopefully they'll turn over to the contract, and you can go into a next close, which would be an alternative close by then saying, do you prefer an annual contract, or would you like to take advantage of the 5% discount that we offer with a 2-year agreement? My friends, if your customer relationships and close ratios could use some improvement, if you need to amp those up a little bit, consider scheduling more face-to-face meetings. Good things happen when you arrange and deliver a well-conducted meeting. Remember, my friends, getting together face-to-face is in our human DNA. We like it. We're gregarious. It's what humans have been doing forever. Still, face-to-face meetings are still an important tool. Don't forget it. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
And I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.